How to Be Happy podcast, episode number 8, JaredAkers.com. Welcome to the How to Be Happy podcast with Jared and Emily Akers, where we talk about life, love, happiness, respect for yourself and your partners in life. So open your hearts and your minds and get ready to be honest, be loved, and be happy. Welcome, everybody, to the How to Be Happy podcast with Jared and Emily Akers. I'm Jared Akers.
And I'm Emily Akers.
Welcome. This is episode 8.
I can't believe it's already 8.
I know.
Cool.
It is.
Yeah.
Actually, we took last week off.
Yeah, we've had a lot of stuff going on in the family
and
life.
Took a, I don't know, there's no schedule here. This is Caribbean time, right? Caribbean time in the Midwest.
I like Caribbean time anytime.
Yeah, me too.
Anywhere,
anytime. So today's episode, what are we going to talk about today? Happiness and change. And the big change agent. I don't know. But I think the reason why I kind of this came up was you had something happen at work.
Yeah.
Yeah? You want to explain that to us?
Yeah.
To me?
Let's see.
Again?
How much do I want to share with you?
Yeah.
I've been in my current place of business, self-employed, but I rent space from the owners of the building. Actually, not the owners of the building, but they're leasing their business and sublease portions of it to several of us.
Right.
And I've been there, gosh, I'm thinking going on 14 years. And during that 14 years, it's been an interesting journey. Definitely had lots of opportunities for change.
Yeah.
Struggled with finding, maintaining happiness through that.
Well, anytime you work with a lot of different people and.
Right. I think the beautiful part about working where I work now is that my spot is my own. You know, I share the building with other people, but when I'm working, it's one-on-one. So that I like that.
Yeah.
And I have been offered a different place in the building that actually houses a place for two people to work.
Right.
But it's really nice. There's cabinets that have been put in that are really nice and wood floor. And it's just pretty uptown. And
there's a lot more room.
Yeah. And I have the opportunity either to rent half of it for the same price I'm paying where I'm at, or the whole thing, and then perhaps sublease if I choose.
Right.
So it's going to require some work. And
yeah, so we went over there today and checked it out.
And try to decide, weigh the pros and cons. And I've pretty much decided that, you know, the place that I'm working now, I share with people who, we have a wall between us, but the airspace is the same.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fumes from the chemicals that they use that I'm breathing, and it just doesn't feel real healthy for me. So this new place that I've been offered is completely closed off from all of that, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of things that we have to do to get ready to do it, it's going to feel more like mine than the place I'm in now. It will definitely be separate from the fumes anyway.
Yeah.
I've had to spend a lot of time thinking about, is this going to be the right change for me?
Well, you get comfortable where you're at. And
well, you do. And this particular spot also, there is no sunlight directly coming into that space too. So that's a consideration. Although there is plenty of lighting. So, you know, I don't know. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I think more excited about the change than, you know, dreading the work that has to, you know, occur before I do actually move. So,
well, I think any time that there's change that happens, it's stressful. I know.
Well, it can be, you know, and whenever I start to feel stressed by it, I think about something that I'm going to gain.
Right.
You know, and I can offset those, you know, negative feelings with positive thoughts.
Right.
And I think that's true in any situation. You know, obviously you're going to have some reservations when there's change of the unknown. Yeah. You know, there's so many things that I can only guess at, you know, and it's really up to me to make it positive.
Well, we loved the show Brothers and Sisters, which we found out recently that it's been canceled.
Canceled, our favorite show. That was our original show.
That was our original show.
We chose to watch together, and we were so excited. And,
besides the big show of life.
Oh, how disappointing that was. Yeah. And yet, you know, even in that realization that that show's over, oh, there's so much great stuff that, you know, we can replace it with. And
yeah,
I think they just ran out of stuff to do.
Maybe we'll take that time on Sunday nights not to meditate for an hour.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. How about yoga?
Yeah,
we've actually talked about that for a few years.
Yeah, we have. You started doing that.
I have. I've done it a few times.
It's one of those things that I've always had on my change agent list or something to do. But
you need to do it once.
Yeah, I know. I just have
just
never
to see what it's like,
because you know I talk the talk about meditating and spiritual things and stuff, and I just feel like that if I haven't tried and don't do yoga, that I'm not walking the walk, so to speak. But I also know that it's got a lot of benefits.
I think that it takes a while in yoga before you feel the meditation, though, because it's tough. There's a lot of things you have
to figure out how to do before you can
really relax.
Right.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty stressful.
Yeah.
Still, for me.
Well, the reason why I brought up Brothers and Sisters was because there was an episode where Nora Walker, who's the matriarch of the family, she had a radio show, and her daughter had called in and had some issues or some problems. And she said something, and Nora Walker responded with this, kind of, that I'm paraphrasing that I'm about to say. And I don't think she's the original one that has ever said it. And I think I looked up who said it originally, but I forgot. But anyway, it's something like, you have to give up on the life you dreamed of to find the life that's waiting for you.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a lot, you know, is relevant to this topic of change, because we picture our life or something going a certain way. And when it doesn't happen that way, getting back to expectations that we talked about in one of the episodes prior, that, you know, we resist that sometimes because it's unfamiliar. And I don't know if you've ever heard of the book. I'm sure you probably haven't read it, called Who Moved My Cheese?
I don't think I've heard of that.
But that is a classic book that management usually gives, at least in my experience, management handed out to a lot of the employees when there was change going on within the organization, and it kind of deals with these two mice.
What's the name of it again?
Who Moved My Cheese?
Who Moved My Cheese?
Yeah, and it's about dealing with change, and there's these two, it's been so long since I read the story, but there's these two mice, mises or whatever.
Mousies.
And him and Hall is their names, and it's just like the different perspectives, how one embraces change and the other one stays where he's at. I think this is, you know, and waits for the cheese to come,
Well, maybe we can find that book and put it on your website.
Yeah, it's a pretty good book.
I think I'd like to read
it. It's a quick read, but if anyone's familiar with management or has been in any large organization, they've probably been
to the Kindle. Yeah,
handed that book before. But,
cool.
But I think the resistance to change is, it's the unfamiliar.
Sure.
And,
and it's, you know, when you're changing, you're having to give up on your expectations. Otherwise, you're setting yourself up, you know, for potential resentments and disappointments.
Yeah, and I can honestly say that in periods of my life when there was a lot of change, even like, you know, with losing my father or, you know, recently my grandmother passed away. And out of all those changes, my perspective has changed in life. So I always come out better. And even when I went through professional changes and things in my life, I never looked back and think, man, I'm so much worse off for going through that.
Oh,
never.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear you say that.
But
it's a nice feeling.
Letting the things take us to where we're supposed to be and not be the victim. And even when things that seemingly would be tragic,
right?
You know, it's what we take out of it and how we respond. And, you know, it's a decision, I guess, or a choice that I'm going to let this help me grow. And I know that, you know, our son,
yes,
is going through, he's got a thing with work where he's going to get some more responsibility.
Yeah, he's been promoted.
And we were kind of
completely different.
Yeah. And we were kind of talking about this the other day, me and him, and, you know, and about how it's a little nervous, you know, because you're getting some more responsibilities and you kind of like you're really good at the job you do. And I've also always liked the thing, and kind of on that t- topic that you'll never be replaced until you can, or you'll never be promoted till you can be replaced.
Ah.
Or something like that. I'm not sure if I said that right, but basically until you've really taught someone else how to do your job.
Right.
You know, because right. A lot of people like to hoard, you know, I've worked with people where they were information hogs and, or they thought if
they
I
want to do everything because they're the only one yeah. that knows how to do it right.
Yeah. If I hoard the information,
right.
You know, then, you know, but
no one wins.
It always comes back around to get them. But so, you know, obviously accepting change is important that's thrust upon you that you don't feel like you have a choice.
I think I'm feeling, considering my change that I'm getting ready to make, I'm feeling more excited for the opportunities that present themselves, you know, in my mind, things that I can do that I haven't had the opportunity and where I've been to do. And there is maybe some fear, you know, that I might regret making the move, but yeah. Honestly, I'm pretty solid, you know, in my thinking, you know, my reasoning behind making the move. So I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, since I've worked in my job, current job, I think I have moved.
Yes. 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're just talking cubicles here, but.
Yeah. You know. First cubicle was right by the bathroom, wasn't it?
It was right by the door.
Yeah, that was a heavy traffic area.
Heavy traffic area.
Yeah, it's probably.
And then I moved somewhere else.
Pros and cons to that.
Downstairs. And yeah. So.
So how do you like your place now?
I like it now. I'm by the window.
Ooh.
So I get some natural light.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, you can text me pictures of the sky while I'm missing
so
it.
So when you talked about this opportunity with you, at first I was kind of like, yeah, it's cool. But then I really tried to recenter or kind of think about it in terms of myself. You know, mm-hmm. It would be like me getting offered an office or something.
Right.
And how exciting that would be. But of course, the office needed a little bit of work or something, you know.
Right, like hours of work.
Yeah.
And
so,
expense.
Yeah, but we went up there today and we took a look at the space and you know, I kind of, you know, we went through the pros and cons. Like, yeah, this is going to take a little bit of work. You know, it's going to, you know, it might end up costing a little bit more in rent. But, you know, is it going to be a better experience for your clients? And will you be able to offset that with, you know, maybe selling some more stuff that you didn't have the space before?
Right.
You know, and so.
By the way, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for coming up there and brainstorming with me. It's so much more fun to, you know, take on something new with a partner.
Well, it was conscious choice.
Yeah.
I mean, because I thought about
it. That's a neat thing that you'd do that.
Because I thought, well, how would I, you know, I would be excited if I got like a new office or something. So I need to, you know, support you in that. And
that feels good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah. So we're going to probably paint the place and pick
this up. As soon as the air conditioning situation is. Yeah. During this week, also, the air conditioning broke down in the building and the hot water heater started acting funny.
Yeah.
So I'm a hairdresser, so those things are pretty important. So
yeah, I was going to see if you wanted to share
what
you
decided,
did.
That's what I do.
Because I think you'd said it before, but because the fumes you were talking about is like.
I've been telling people 27 years, but it's actually 28.
So these people do nails and stuff in there too. And
yeah, I share a spot with nail techs who are very nice people.
Oh, yeah, great.
And, you know, I don't want to hurt their feelings by moving, but, you know, I think it'll be better for my business. And that's why I'm in business, to make it best for my clients. So they were totally cool with that. And, you know, in fact, they're the ones that said that. So it was good. Yeah. Feels good.
And then after that, so that's some change.
Yeah, I'm embracing it. I'm choosing to look at it as a whole new adventure, not thinking about what I'm losing, but
so say
looking at what the potential gain is. So,
well, like anything, in this opportunity with change, you've been, you know, you have a decision that you can make, you know, whether or not you want to make that change. But a lot of times we don't have that decision.
Yeah, it can be thrust upon us. Yeah.
Which, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, and even hindsight in that, there's been times when I had been forced to change.
Uh-huh.
And
actually, I'm in the spot I'm in now. I was forced to move into.
Right.
That was not.
And so now you're thinking,
option,
do I
yet
want to leave this space?
Well,
so,
yeah,
see,
that was where I got kicked out of the space that I'm actually going back and taking ownership of.
So it comes so forced, full
it
circle.
It really has. It's been a full circle kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's circular. So you get
it,
you know.
And I'm convinced that it all happened because I was able to find forgiveness acceptance and move forward and let go of any resentments that I did feel at the time.
Because there was some there when I first started.
Yeah. That's when you were first doing the praying, and all I would do was the amen.
Yeah, I said, you need to pray for someone you're resenting.
And I said, I'm not praying
for her. She said, you pray, and I'll...
you pray, I'll say amen. Yeah. And then I did end up doing the prayer, and honest to goodness, I felt so much better after that.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. In the beginning, really, I'm not sure I really was convinced that I was praying for her. I was just kind of doing it to, you know, make you proud of me.
Well, that's the way it works.
Then with each night, it got easier to say it. And then I realized that I really was doing it for the right reason.
Yeah. And what we're talking about is I have learned something is when I resent someone or I have some ill feelings towards someone, then what I do is I pray for them, usually for at least a couple of weeks. Yeah. Maybe it takes months, but at night, I get on my knees and I pray and I ask for things for them. I never pray for myself. I ask for things for them to have in their life.
Yeah.
Things that I want, like love, purpose, family, and health.
Right.
And a lot of times when you first start, it feels like empty words and you're like, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
But then after a while, you change. That person changes, I think.
I guess that's where the phrase practice makes perfect, because in the beginning, you're really practicing. That's the way it felt for me anyway.
Yeah.
And now it just comes very much easier for me.
I'm the action guy. You know, you got to take action. If you want to change the way you think, you have to change the way that you act sometimes. And
what's one of the most favorite things that I like about you?
Well, so in other points in my life where a lot of times I would not have made a change had I not been forced to. But it ended up being, like I'd said, the best thing that ever happened.
Well, there's an old kind of cliche or saying that, and I'm sure you've all heard it, but for every door that closes, another opens.
Yeah.
You know, and
if you're willing to look for it.
That's the first thought that I have when something happens, you know, oh, okay. After I pick my jaw up from the floor, you know, oh, okay, well, something's around the corner then.
Yeah.
So I need to start looking for that.
Well,
figure out what that is.
In my book, I write on a section about, acceptance and change and going through different things and the ebb and flow of the universe, if you will, and how resistance is, I think it's, what is it, Einstein's third, I don't know, I'm not going to try to, it's in the book, but for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. It's the third law of relativity or something like that, I'm not sure, but that, you know, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So when you resist things, you basically are just causing more. Like, for instance, when I first started doing these triathlons, I thought, you know, I had just done a half marathon. I thought, I'm in great shape. You know, I can swim pretty good. So I'm thinking, you know, I can run a half marathon, no problem. So I jump in the pool and I start swimming. And within a couple laps, I'm like exhausted. And I'm thinking, what is going on? Because I'm in great shape. But it's all about resistance, you know,
I see what you mean.
And so I got this CD, Terry Laughlin's, I think it's Total Immersion Swimming DVD. And it just teaches you how to reduce resistance and just flow and just use everything, you know, to help propel you forward. And in life, you know, it's like the water flowing through a creek or a river. Mm-hmm. You can either be the rock that's stuck there, that's just resisting and trying not to change and move with this water, gathering all these sticks and leaves as they come by and just piling all this crap on you, or you can just let go and just go with the flow.
Float with it.
You know, and
it's kind of like floating on your back in the water. You know, if you've ever tried to tread water, that's very tiring.
Yeah.
But if you just float up on your back.
Yeah.
It requires nothing but breathing. If you breathe the right way, you will stay right on your back very comfortably, and you can do this for hours.
Well, I know that because I had to do that in my first triathlon because I hadn't bought that CD.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, let me just rest here for a little bit.
Well, that's great though. Yeah. I mean, knowing that you can do that, because I would think I would be more afraid that, oh my God, I'm going to drown. I'm going to get so tired.
It's a good metaphor, or I don't know if that's a correct term for life, because now I kind of look forward to that part of it.
Yeah.
Whereas before, it terrified me because I was resisting it so much. Yeah. You know, and
if you get into a situation that is over your head, you just lay on your back, float, relax, chill through it, take a break.
So it helps if you don't resist things.
Yeah.
And the more that you give...
Kind of like getting married.
Yeah? Did I resist that?
I don't know.
Was that change?
You think you did? Could've
that
been.
Was some change.
Yeah, that was some change.
That was some change that I wasn't sure at first.
Yeah. It's a huge, huge decision. It's probably the biggest decision we make other than having children, but certainly they go away, though. Children move out. Husbands, wives, they're there.
Okay, well, what about...
That's forever.
What about when you're even in a...
That is probably the biggest decision we make.
An unhealthy relationship, and...
Yeah.
You know, that's... You think that getting out of that would be a good change, but even that alone isn't enough sometimes because the security of just, I don't know, of being where you're at is better than the fear of something different, of changing.
It's Well, there are, when you get caught in expectations, I think that causes you to resist change.
Yeah.
You think about the expectations you had, that your parents had of you, that your friends have of you, that your church may have, you know, your belief system, your children. You know, there's a lot riding on the decision to leave a negative relationship or an unfulfilling relationship or a damaging relationship. So you got to work through all those expectations and realize or figure out if they're worth your happiness.
Yeah. I'd rather be happy than right.
And it's a hard one. That's a tough one to do. But when you can let go of expectations and look at things logically and recognize that it's your life.
Yeah.
You know, everyone else is going to be okay.
Well, and if you're resisting change, you're still holding on to the illusion of control.
Yeah.
You know, and I just read something that was like control issues are really unreasonable sense of responsibility that you've put on yourself. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm responsible to do all this. And
yeah, it is. It's like a heavy weight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you're not in charge of anyone else. Ever. Really. I mean.
No.
I mean, you may be at your job.
Fix me dinner.
The people under you or the people who are working for you perform will affect you or your job. So I guess in certain situations, you are.
Will you make me a baked potato?
Yes. I will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You want me to do that right now?
No, but I just controlled you.
No, you really didn't.
I didn't?
Uh-uh.
No?
No, I was in charge of that response.
Oh, okay.
There was a 50-50 chance you'd have gotten a no.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean,
I'd say
just in general.
80-20.
Yeah.
But I would get a yes.
There's not a whole lot I wouldn't do for you.
I was kind of in a grouchy mood this afternoon.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's over now.
I think it was kind of like, well, I put in my thing and went and showed her support for her for her studio. Now it's like, and you said, unless we're shopping for something for you, you're not really interested.
I did say that.
Yeah, but you were right, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. I just dismissed my validity by saying kind of. Sorry.
That's okay.
Like when you say
I'll
but.
Accept kind of. Yeah.
I'm always right. careful
you
about that.
Negate
well, yeah.
everything you just said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right sometimes, because I remember early on in our relationship.
The painting?
No.
Oh.
We were, you wanted to go to Costco. And I was at work, blah, blah, blah. And I was doing, and I didn't want to go because, you know, when I come home, I don't know what it was. But then I realized, there's a laptop that I'm wanting to check out. So I texted you back and I said, hey, yeah, I'll go to Costco because there's a laptop there I want to check out or something. And you said... You texted back, and do you remember what you said?
No, I don't.
You said,
wait to hear.
If I did only the things that I wanted to do because they benefited me, I would be a very lonely person.
Oh, that was really good.
And I was like, wow, she's right. You know, because it wasn't a good idea until there was something in it for me.
Right.
You know, then I was
you can look at it that way. Or maybe.
Then I was all gung-ho, you know.
But maybe you were looking at the bright side. And trying to think of some positive reason to do something that I wanted to do.
Well,
so you can take that both ways.
Yeah, you're right. But you were right. My motive was in the wrong place.
No.
Now, today, when that happens, I just simply do not express to you that there's something
yeah,
in it
tell.
For me. I just...
I can tell.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I can tell. Yeah. I know. I'm a yeah. It is an interesting.
But it's a communication. You just you know we
I
do
think
good
that at it. I'm totally okay, and you know that I am doing things on my own. So, yeah. You know, we like to spend time together, and I know the places that I take you that I'm not going to have fun if you go.
Well,
so yeah. I try to take you to places where I know there are things that interest you as well.
But I like to go to places with you too sometimes because I need to pay attention because they give me good ideas for gifts and stuff like that.
Right, and you're good, super good about that. Yeah. Too good about that, actually. I have to be careful about what I say.
Usually when we go, though, we'll like...
Because I like everything.
Divide and conquer is what we usually do.
Yeah.
So I go to the men's section, and which gets me on a whole nother... You know, what's up with the men's shoe sections? Yeah. Like Designer Shoe Warehouse. There's like 15,000 rows of women's shoes and like two rows for guys.
You know what we ought to do? We ought to take the square footage, you know, just like, just kind of not exact or whatever, but of the entire store and figure out the percentage. But my guess is that they've done the research.
Yeah.
Well, and who's that's true. Out there buying shoes?
Well, women, but it's...
Generally speaking, it's, yeah, those are going to sell more.
In the back section where they have the clearance deal, you know, it's slowly dwindling.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
literally there's two rows and there's like literally 20 of women's.
It's pretty silly, but really.
Anyway, they need to change that. They're resisting. But, you know, it's...
Well, maybe you ought to open...
Who's paying
their... A Designer Shoe Warehouse for men.
Who's paying their bills.
And give women a 20% share.
Maybe so.
Portion.
I had another good business idea. I
wonder if it would be successful.
What was it? Oh, they need a triathlon store in this city. That's swim, bike, and run. Because you got the bike shops, you got the running shops. But you don't have some place that's got kind of all the gear that you need as a triathlete. Because you have to buy a lot of it online and stuff like that. At least I haven't found one. There's one down in like Springfield, Missouri or something.
I thought that one place where you went to get your information, the Gribble place.
Gary Gribble? Well, that's mostly, it's all running basically.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, there's a, for all of you listeners out there, if there are any.
Maybe. Oh, come on.
There's,
oh.
There's an idea for a business.
Well, you got to make sure you have the
the
sport, how many people are in the sport locally. And,
right. I think that's probably why it hasn't taken off.
But
yeah.
So what's that have to do with change?
Well, let's see. I don't know. You could change where you shop.
Yeah.
If they had a store...
So the key to
probably still go online.
But the key to finding change and remaining happy comes back to
floating on your back, being able to float on your back.
Yeah,
I really believe that. I think when you're overwhelmed with an idea of okay, I came to work this morning, everything was fine, and now I find out that they're closing down half this department.
Yeah,
and it's so overwhelming. And you're all you can think of is how horrible it is. Just float on your back for a little bit. Take some deep breaths. Just wait a little bit. Don't go right away and
don't start flailing.
Gripe to the neighbors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, let it seek, you know, spend some time with it and try to figure out what positive things can come out of it instead of looking at all the extra work you might have.
And you know what I would do a lot early on
perhaps
in this whole journey?
This is how the business is going to stay afloat, right?
You're still right. And I look at it, you know, being in a lot of different larger organizations over the years, I have kind of, you know, I'm very loyal, but I also realize that it's a business.
Right.
And,
it's not
you know,
personal.
And, you know, if it's a business. And unless you're providing real value to the bottom line, you know, you got to really...
Yeah, I think the current state of our economy has really flushed out a lot of the people that were just kind of, you know.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I went back and
treading water.
My schooling, even though it's...
Should have been floating on their backs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what I do a lot, and I still do it sometimes, is I have to stop and remind myself, okay, get all this crap out of my head, excuse me, and right here in this moment, right now, Everything is okay right here. You know, I'm
yeah.
My hair's not on fire.
Yeah.
I'm not on the Titanic.
Right.
And,
I can breathe.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, so try not to resist.
Yeah. Float on your back rather than tread water. You won't run out of energy as quickly.
Yeah. And get a large savings.
Yeah. Pad your wallet. Pad your bank account.
Well, which isn't always an option for a lot of people, but
yeah.
I mean, mine dwindled a lot recently because I paid off one of my student loans.
I know, but does that feel good?
Yeah, it does. Not having that cushion, you know, is kind of a little stressful, but it wasn't really doing me any good just sitting there in the bank either.
Yeah.
Besides making me feel good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to pay off a student loan that had a really high interest rate, and I owed more than I did when I first got the loan.
I'm glad it's gone.
Yeah.
Sallie Mae is just such a crock. Well, if you got any Sallie Mae loans, just pay them off now.
Yeah, well, it depends on how you got it, where you got it through. But yeah, mine was, the interest rate was terrible.
That was the worst one. But that was the one that just used to irk me when I'd do the math. So
yeah, because I was not gaining anything.
No, you were owing money. You'd been paying on it for how many years?
Yeah, but I wasn't putting a lot of my payments towards it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, whatever payment they made for you.
Yeah.
And that's up to them. It was, the loan balance was going up every month. In fact, the original loan
was like $1,000 less than what I owed. Yeah.
I mean, so they were adding. It was crazy. Anyway,
And I'd been listening to
that. It's gone.
To a Dave Ramsey at lunch when I go to the gym. And I think, so I'm like, I'm just going to pay that sucker off.
Yeah. It feels good to me.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Now I just got the rest of the government ones, but their interest rate just got, which is, I'm glad we're not going to talk about politics here, but
yeah,
apparently
God.
Obama had passed this special direct loan consolidation, which helped me reduce my interest rate by 0.025% across all my loans. And so that's going to help over the long term, but
yeah,
you know, anyway, so
see there, he is doing some good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well,
positive thinking.
I'm happy with that change.
Yeah, I am too.
And so the key to being happy and happiness with change and change is to float on your back.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Yep. I think I may go do that right now.
And to be.
Go float on my back in the hot tub. Yeah. What do you say?
That sounds pretty good.
All right. Let's go.
I'm going to do it. Is it dark out yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pitch.
So.
Pitch dark. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Before we finish.
Yeah.
Spring forward tonight, everybody.
Are you sure?
Yep. It's either today or tomorrow.
You know, one thing that I did notice.
Monday morning, you're going to have, you know, your alarm clock needs to be changed.
And I did notice what I love.
Springing forward an hour.
So much is that the birds are starting to sing again in the morning.
And they didn't bother me.
No, it was great.
Yeah, they kind of. They were kind of loud for a while, and then it got quiet, so that was nice.
Oh, and
welcome back, birdies.
775-234-8373.
Sounds good.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
But I did actually put something on my website at jaredacres.com now. If you go to the website, there's a tab on the right-hand side that pops out, and you can actually leave a recording directly from your computer, and it goes into an email box or voicemail box. And you can leave a question for our podcast that way.
Oh, that's great.
Or a comment.
Much easier.
So you don't have to phone a call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go to jaredacres.com. On the right-hand side, there's a tab that said Ask Question Podcast on it. It pops out. It pops up this little window, and you just hit record, and it uses the microphone right on your computer to leave a message. And then it'll email me, and then we might use that question on the on our podcast. So do that.
Yeah.
And remember to be honest, be loved,
and be happy.